8. How to motivate workers? It is logical to suppose that things like good labor relations, good working conditions, good wages and benefits, and job security motivate workers. But one expert, Frederick Hertzberg, argued that such conditions do not motivate workers. They are merely satisfiers. Motivators, in contrast, include things like having a challenging and interesting job, recognition and responsibility. However, even with the development of computers and robotics, there's always plenty of boring, repetitive, and mechanical jobs, and lots of unskilled people who have to do them. So how do managers motivate people in such jobs? One solution is to give them some responsibilities, not as individuals, but as a part of a team. For example, some supermarkets combine office stuff with people who fill the shelves, and the people who work at the checkout into a team, and let them decide what product lines to stock, how to display them, and so on. Many people talk about the importance of a company's shared values or culture, with which all the staff can identify. For example, being the best hotel chain, or making the best, most user-friendly, or the most reliable products in a particular field. Such values are more likely to motivate workers than financial targets, which automatically only concern a few people. Unfortunately, there's only a limited number of such goals to go around, and by definition, not all the competing companies in an industry can seriously plan to be the best.